So, what's prayer? We all sing it. We pray. What is prayer? We've just heard from Jeff about praying and all that sort of stuff. First of all, prayer is basic to everything that God does on earth. Prayer is the breath of the Christian life. It is personal and communal. It is the natural consequence of believing in God. Prayer is an exploration of the mysterious intersection where God and humans meet and relate. It is a time we speak to our Heavenly Father and communicate with Him with devotion and intent, build intimacy with Him, express our gratitude and worship, our thoughts and feelings, foster a personal relationship with Him as a gracious work of the Holy Spirit. It is not just speaking to God, but also listening to what God is saying is also essential. It is an integral part of a faithful relationship with God. Prayer is a conversation with someone who already knows what we need. When I was 12, my family moved house. My bedroom was at the end of the corridor, and at the other end I would see my mother kneeling and praying every night. I now know that her prayers were for my family. With her prayers, I'm sure I was kept on the narrow path, providing many of the vices that a teenager faced. And that God was my shield. For example, I wanted to take a girl to a party she was invited to. She was invited, but I wanted to take her. This did not sit well with me. I did not take up the invitation and later was informed it was a drug fest. I thank God for Mum's prayers in this situation and many more as I grew older. Prayer is the lifeline of every believer and the primary way we grow closer to God. Prayer is not optional. It is vital, transformative, and central to Christian living. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but everything in prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God." This encourages believers to present their requests to God, highlighting that prayer is not just beneficial, but also a divine directive. It is a means of seeking guidance in decision making and strengthening times of temptation or difficulty. God might speak to us in various ways, such as through preaching, a friend, insight, or a change in our circumstances. But the only reliable and unfailing way He communes with us is through His Word, the Bible. By immersing ourselves in Scripture, we will know the heart and will of God, and as we mature in faith, we will find ourselves praying according to His Word. Prayer is a recognition of the authority of God over our lives. 3 points. When we pray, we acknowledge that God is the author of our stories. When we pray, we humbly rely on His grace and love to see us through every day. When we pray, we behold the holiness of God and we repent of our sins. We know that we cannot save ourselves from the ultimate affliction of our souls. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Praying is an act of humility and gratitude, and that we can commune with the Father because of the death and resurrection of Christ. Jesus provided a model prayer, a prayer which I'm sure we're all familiar with, that Jesus gave us and showed us in the way we pray. The Lord's Prayer, which I will return to in a minute. Whether you whisper prayers in the dark or shout them in praise with God's people, God hears. He answers and He draws near. During His life and ministry on earth, Jesus offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his fervent submission. He prayed for others and prayed among others. Prayer was a vital part of his life, of Jesus. Especially during the most challenging periods of his ministry, Jesus called on his Father through prayer. As believers of Christ, we know that when God commands something, it is for our good. So it's worth pondering on the prayer of Jesus taught his disciples to pray, which we all know, but what are we really actually saying? From the position of transcendence, and he being the creator of mankind, we can call God, realizing our standing in Christ, our Father. When we address God as being in heaven, we acknowledge his being distant, distinct from the world of nature. The intimacy we with have God is our Father in heaven. To be a part as holy and glorified and revered is an acknowledgement of the character of God, which is provider, shepherd, our righteousness, and whose name indeed is to be hallowed. To praise God for who he is and thank him for all that he has done is to mention his name by your name. God has promised through the prophets that his name will be glorified, and through the coming of Christ, your kingdom come. To see prayer as a response to the gospel and as a petition that the gospel will achieve God's purpose, that at the return of Jesus, that there should be no poor among us and your will be done as it is in heaven. The invitation to bring all our needs to God hints at the man lives by the very word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Our daily bread is a reminder to us that we depend entirely on the grace of God for our continued existence. God wants to give us our daily bread. To show mercy and forgiveness to those who offend us stems from the conviction that nothing others can do to offend us can compare with our sin against heaven. We receive mercy in the face of enormous debt of guilt before God, and to reckon with God's grace and mercy in Christ is a pray for confession and asking God to forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. We are weak and vulnerable, and although Jesus warned of testing by the world, he has assured us that he has overcome the world. When we pray against riches, poverty, disgrace, deceit, contempt and affliction that would tempt us to despair, we pray that you lead us not into temptation. To be alert and sober-minded and remain firm in the faith, to humble ourselves, confess our sins to God, to deliver us from the evil one, and to deliver us from the evil one. This prayer emphasizes reverence, dependence on God for daily needs, forgiveness and deliverance from evil. It should be sincere and humble. Through the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to worship and give praise to God and recognize his sovereignty. Jesus also says that we need to confess and repent from our sins. Because of Christ, we can go to the Father through prayer, confidently and without shame and hesitation, and present our requests to him. A praying life opens itself to an infinite searching God. Amen. So how about we say the prayer? It's on the screen, funnily enough. We'll put it on the screen, Roger. Do we need it on the screen? How about we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil one. Yours is the kingdom, the power and glory. Amen. I think Matt's going to lead us in communion. As